Welcome to the Well Society Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian health and life coach. I'm your professional go-to expert for all driven yes women who desire more energy, peace, and joy for the things and people she loves the most so she can be well, feel well, and do well while coming to the proverbial well of Jesus. Thanks for coming to the well today. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to another episode of Holy Healthy Christian Moms. Today, you have Erin Kay with you, licensed master level social worker and certified Christian life and health coach. Today, I'm going to be wrapping up our three-part series on traditions and permissions as we are entering into the holiday season. Okay, so traditions, what is a tradition? Let's talk about that here for a second. If you look it up, Merriam-Webster, you know I love Merriam-Webster. If you spend any time with me, you know that I love looking at the meanings of words and where words come from. So a tradition is the handing down of information, beliefs, or customs from one generation to another. Okay, so it's information, beliefs, and customs. So as you're navigating your traditions and your permissions within traditions, I just want to encourage everybody to measure up what you're doing against this. Is the tradition that you're passing down, is it passing down information, beliefs, or customs? And is there a place for things to be a little bit different? And I gave an example in the very first podcast episode, Traditions and Permissions, that my mother-in-law, you know, she had a tradition of passing down, of buying a new Christmas ornament for her children. And so when we had children, it would be crazy to be getting six Christmas ornaments every year. Our tree would be too full. So the tradition that we switched around was for her just to buy one Christmas ornament for our family. That way we were still honoring that tradition, but we were also honoring new traditions in our family. By making this simple shift, we were still upholding the tradition. We were still upholding passing down information, beliefs about what should be happening with Christmas ornaments during the holiday season, as well as the customs of our family. So don't feel like the actual act of the tradition has to be fixed, okay? The tradition can be passed on through a different means, as long as it's continuing to pass down the information, the beliefs, and the customs. And again, measure up your traditions to make sure that they are healthy and that they are good traditions to pass along. Today, I'm going to be talking for a minute about traditions and permissions with your budget. Traditions can get expensive, and traditions can overload our social calendars. Traditions can also not align with the direction that we're wanting to go with our family. Sometimes traditions need to hit a pause. For example, you have a new baby. Say your tradition is to go to the midnight Christmas Eve service or the 11 p.m. Christmas Eve service, but your new baby really needs to get some sleep. Maybe they've been sick, something like that. Okay, so maybe that tradition needs to hit a pause because it doesn't fit with the season of life that you're in, whether that season is many months, weeks, or just day to day. So make sure that when you are implementing traditions this season, make sure they are in alignment with your time, your budget of your money, and what you're willing to do socially. Okay, how often are you wanting to go out? How often are you wanting to spend time with certain family members? Okay, what does that look like? And if you map all that out on a piece of paper, and I have a great blueprint that I'm happy to share with anybody who's interested on mapping out your time. Also, the Holy Healthy Christian Holidays sets up a beautiful framework for this. How do your traditions fit into your time, which is limited, your finances, what is your budget, and how many social outings are you interested in engaging in during the Christmas season? My advice to you, as you are measuring up traditions, is to write everything down. What are you wanting to do this season? And what does the budget look like? What is the time budget? What is the financial budget? What is the social budget? And then from there, plug them into your calendar. you'll be able to see different traditions that you might need to switch around, traditions that are non-negotiables that you want to continue to keep in there. Maybe y'all go to the holiday lights on Thanksgiving Day, and that's a non-negotiable. You want to keep that. But then also, this will give you the objective view to be able to switch and move traditions around in ways that make sense for you and your family. Because at the end of the day, a tradition that is building stress and anxiety within a family unit is not a healthy thing to keep doing. Give yourself permission with your traditions to fit them in to your budget, your time, your finances, and how much you want to be doing this season. We hope that this series has been helpful, and we know that the Holy Healthy Christian Moms holiday program can really help you navigate all of this. If you have any questions about how to join Holy Healthy Christian Moms or join in Holy Healthy Holidays to set up some beautiful traditions moving forward, drop traditions in the comments and we'll be sure to get you the information. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you next time. My prayer is that you are leaving this episode with more energy, more joy, and more peace than when you came to. Make sure to subscribe and share the Well Society podcast so that we can reach more driven yes women like you. Come join us in the Women at the Well Christian Health and Wellness Support Group on Facebook and subscribe to my email list to stay apprised of all upcoming events, programs, and coaching opportunities. If the content of this episode resonated with you and you'd like to speak with me about investing and working with me one-on-one or in the Well Society Intensive, please visit www.aaronkcoaching.com to schedule a complimentary fitting call. Until the next time we meet at this well, do well, be well, and feel well.